Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. We consider that a sign of high intelligence, especially if you've been listening already and you stayed with us. That's even put you in the higher intelligence bracket. And you're just going to get smarter, I promise you, because we got Eva Rosenberg back on the show. Eva is an original member of our Brain Trust. In fact, we're celebrating today her 12th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? Eva is a national tax columnist. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She is an enrolled agent. I'll get her to remind us what that is a little bit later on. She is one of the top experts on small business taxes on the planet, probably in the universe. And she's our good friend, Eva Rosenberg. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Have you had that much coffee, Jim?
Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you.
How about that? 12 years this month.
Has it only been 12?
It's only been 12.
It seems like 17.
Seems like longer, right?
Right. You've been doing a great job taking care of all these people.
Well, you've been doing it with us, and we appreciate that very, very much. Eva, you're in the tax preparation business, in the tax counseling, tax planning business. And every day that goes by, the government does something to ensure you have full employment.
Not only do they ensure that tax professionals have full employment, they ensure that this is an inflation-proof business by passing more and more convoluted tax laws.
Yeah.
It's such a joy.
Yeah, no, it is. I'm trying to understand how you've been doing this a long time. So this is sort of like, you're sort of like the frog that you dropped in the water and turned the heat up under him. He never knew he was cooking the whole time. So you've been in this the whole time. But if somebody were going to start out right now from scratch and follow your footsteps, it would be tough to do, wouldn't it?
Not really, because since I've been doing this for such a long time and I've learned all the things you can do wrong, I actually have a school, believe it or not. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that. But, I mean, it's got to be, I mean, the complications, the level of complicated ways of preparing taxes and all the different things, the
regs.
You
can do wrong. All the things you can do wrong.
Exactly. I mean, that's got to be a tough time for somebody trying to learn all this. And it's the reason why I keep telling small business owners, don't do your own taxes. Hire somebody to do it.
Oh, you mean you read today's tax quip about the guy who didn't do his 2008 return and wants to know if he can do it himself?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's out there right now. So if you go to taxmama.com, mm-hmm. you'll find it. But no, I actually teach tax professionals. I have a school, Tax Mama's EA exam review course.
Remind people what an EA is.
An enrolled agent. We get licensed by the Internal Revenue Service. And you can do it one of two ways. You can either pass this really grueling three-part exam, which is what I teach at irsexams.com, or you can do it the easy way and go to work for IRS for 5 years. And, by the way, they probably have openings right now.
I would think so.
Yeah. So, I think that, what is that, USA.gov? Is that where you find all the jobs?
I'm not sure.
I think that's
maybe where, I need to go there.
That's where all the federal jobs are. But, yeah, the openings will be there all over the country. So that's the easy way. The hard way is you study. I think my live course runs from May through October, and it's intense. But it also teaches you how to do taxes. It teaches you the tax laws, or at least the ones relevant for the year we're doing right now. We're doing.
What's the difference in an enrolled agent and, say, someone who's a public accountant doing taxes?
Well, a CPA.
And I didn't say, I noticed, I didn't say CPA.
Well, a CPA is a certified public accountant.
Yeah.
In public accountants, there are still a few of those dinosaurs around.
They're still around.
They're still around. But they get licensed by their state society, their state authority.
Right.
And their authority is only limited to their own state. And so with an enrolled agent certificate, you can practice anywhere in the country.
Doing state and federal.
State and federal, and be recognized by both IRS in your state.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
but it's just for tax preparation.
And it's not for tax preparation. It's a huge misnomer. It's really for tax representation.
Which is what you do. You represent some of your clients with
trouble.
The IRS in tax court.
Well, everywhere else.
Yeah, hold on to that thought. 22, we'll talk some more about taxes and the people who help you after these messages with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. Stay with us.
I can't define old Cajun's fuzz, swaggers, butter your mind. In the sense of compliment.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Celebrating 12 years, the 12-year anniversary with our good friend Eva Rosenberg as a member of our Brain Trust, as an original member of the Brain Trust. Eva Rosenberg, happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, I love that music. You start my day out.
It's good to have you here kicking off our 13th year together. Eva, tell us how we can find you online.
I'll come to taxmama.com or irsexams.com, and you will find more than you ever dreamed about taxes, and have fun about it.
Taxmama.com, exactly. Anybody says calls yourself Tax Mama, you know you're going to have some fun with that person. Eva, we're talking about enrolled agent and the differences. I mean, an enrolled agent, I said something you said was not correct. I talked about getting your taxes prepared by an enrolled agent.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, they do that.
But that's not what it's about.
Okay, tell us what it's about.
But what it's about is enrolled agents actually have the authority to do representation, to help you straighten out your tax problems, to help you with audits, to help you with all of those notices you're getting that you don't even open because they're so terrifying. But we can also do tax returns. And the interesting thing is that enrolled agents are the only tax professionals in the country who, where 100% of our continuing education has to be about keeping up with tax law.
Right.
And so they're really good tax preparers.
Are CPAs, is a CPA designation the equivalent in terms of the area we're talking about of an enrolled agent?
CPAs can do all of those things too. The difference is that their continuing education does not have to be in taxes.
It can be about auditing and that sort of thing.
It can be in auditing. It can be in management. It can be in any number of things. And some of it they're required to have. So they don't devote as much time to continuing education in tax as enrolled agents do.
Do some CPA firms have enrolled agents in their employ?
In fact, yes. In fact, some of the largest CPA firms, all of the big CPA firms are hiring enrolled agents. And some of the smaller ones are starting to discover that this is an untapped resource for them.
So this is something that this is another reason why this might be a good professional decision for someone.
This is a great professional.
And they can go to your school and get certified.
Yeah, and you know, and if you look at the jobs like on Monster and Career Bank and so forth, you're going to see a lot of corporations are also hiring enrolled agents. In fact, you know, companies like Arthur Anderson, who's no longer around,
right,
KPMG and so forth, they even have managers in their various tax departments who are enrolled agents rather than CPAs.
What kind of income does an enrolled agent make?
You know,
typically?
I know people who work from home and make a couple a couple hundred thousand a year.
Is that right?
I do, really.
What's that number to that class? How do I enroll in that class?
IRSexams.com. And I know people who are making $20,000 or $30,000 a year from home.
Right.
You know, so it depends on how much expertise you've developed.
How hard you want to work, the network
you
make, network you put together. Yeah.
Just I have a friend who didn't start this until she was in her 50s. She's deeply into her 70s now, kind of wants to retire, and moved to a new area where she was going to retire, and she is probably making $200,000 a year now and has no time to sleep.
Right. So much for retirement, huh?
There you go, because she's good at what she does, and everybody in the community refers her.
Mm-hmm. Let's move over into some of the current tax issues that are going on right now. We got this week, you've got to either file your personal return, your LLC, your partnership returns. You got to get your IRA funded, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Or, in the case of the returns, file an extension.
Exactly.
Which is automatic. You get it if you don't have to ask for permission. You just file it.
Well, you have to file it, but you don't have to explain why. So you don't have to come up with any, stupid excuses or anything that nobody's going to believe. Just file Form 4868 for your personal extension.
Which will get you through to October 15th.
That'll give you till October 15th. File Form 7004 for your partnership, which will only get you till September 15th,
mm-hmm.
not October.
And LLCs.
And with the LLC, it depends on what kind of entity. But if you're filing it as a partnership, you'll need the 7004. If you're filing it on your personal return, the 4868. If you have trusts, 1041s or various other things, the 7004 form is now the all-purpose form for extensions.
And you can go to IRS.gov and get that.
You can go to IRS.gov and get that. And gift tax returns, if you'd given someone a gift of more than $12,000 last year, you need to file gift tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are filing an extension for your personal anyway, you don't need to file an extension for the gift tax return. If you're not, there is a form that you need to use. And if you need that, drop me a note at taxmama.com, and I will tell you which form that is. I was just looking at it Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But it is separate. But that's only if you need to pay and you're not filing a return.
Also, your estimated taxes are due.
Estimated taxes are due, Form 1040-ES. And here's what's happening right now. You have to pay last year's tax return on April 15th. You have to pay the first quarter estimate. And if you're going to fund an IRA, you have to fund the IRA by the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do if you don't have enough money for all of them?
It's triple witching, isn't it?
It is. April 15th is a terrible time financially.
Yeah.
If you can't afford them all, fund the IRA.
Yeah.
Because
you can't fund it after
day.
April 15th.
That's right.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Eva Rosenberg. More tax advice after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Don't forget, if you want to subscribe to my newsletter, you can do that right there at the homepage. Also, you can check out my blog right there on the homepage as well. Lots of other stuff there, too. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Eva Rosenberg is with us. We're celebrating her 12th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, and that's taxmama.com, right, Eva?
Taxmama.com.
So check it out. And Eva, and by the way, her book is called Small Business Taxes Made Easy, wherever books are sold. We're talking about some of the things that need to be done right now. You were saying that you got your 09 tax bill coming due the April 15th. You got your first quarter estimated due. You got your IRAs, you got your health, your HSA, you got all this stuff that needs to be funded, and you were saying that if you can't fund all of them...
Let's do it in this order.
Okay.
Okay. Start with your IRA, because you can't fund your IRA the day after April 15th.
May 15th is a drop-dead date.
That's it. So April 15th is drop-dead for IRA, regardless of what kind of IRA it is. So if you have limited money, fund that. The next thing to fund is your state taxes, because they are usually much lower than IRS if you have a balance
mm-hmm.
due. Fund it, get it over with, get it out of the way. Then send at least something with your IRS extension for last year, even if it's as little as $50, because then you have proof IRS received your extension.
Ah.
But if you owe money for last year and you owe money for 2010, the first thing you want to do is fund your 2010 estimate, because if you need to ask IRS for an installment agreement later on, the first thing they're going to ask you is, are you current for this year?
Yeah.
Get current for this year, catch up with last year later. I know that doesn't sound logical, but to get that installment agreement for later, this is going to be an important step.
This is very important structural instructions that Eva's giving you here, folks.
Yeah, this is strategy nobody else bothers to tell you.
Yeah.
Normally you would think, you know, frantically, let's pay yet last year, and now I'm in trouble for this year.
Mm-hmm. And so IRA first, state second, estimated taxes third,
and then
last year's taxes fourth.
But when you file the extension, at least send some money.
Yeah.
If you don't have to send it.
This is if you don't have the money to pay all of it.
If you don't have the money to pay it all.
If you
have it all, that's okay.
But make sure that whoever's doing your taxes has applied the loss carryback provision, right?
Well, you're going to do that when you're doing your tax return.
I know. Yeah. If you're going ahead and doing your tax. My point is you may be filing an extension because you can't afford to pay the taxes, but if you haven't done your averaging with your loss carryback, you may not owe as much taxes as you thought.
That's right. You may have, because of special provisions last year, you may be able to take advantage of loss carrybacks or loss carryforwards. And you might even be able to file those separately and get refunds from prior years to help you pay this year.
Right.
So if you've got a business, put it on extension. Don't rush to file it, because there may be some planning you can still do for 2009 that will reduce 2009's taxes.
You know what else is crazy? They're still debating some of the tax provisions that didn't get renewed for 2009, there's still some things on the table, aren't there?
Right, and some things just got passed that will affect 2009.
And they're retroactive, aren't they?
Some of them are retroactive.
So how can we do our taxes like this, Eva? That's a heck of a way to run a railroad, isn't it?
It is. But the neat thing is, if you've already filed your tax return, what you may want to do is make an appointment with your tax professional for after April 15th. Sit down, go over what's already been passed and what might affect you. You can file an amended return for 3 years and still get a refund.
That's something I've never done, an amended return. But I know that it works, though, doesn't it?
It works, and they'll pay you interest on the money, so you have up
that's,
to three
that's
years
a no,
to
that'd
think
be,
it
that'd
through.
Be a novel thing for me.
Well,
for the IRS to pay me interest.
Especially since the interest they pay you is a lot more than you'll get in the bank.
Right. Yeah,
so,
not getting much of that anyway. Eva, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Oh, it's been wonderful. It's always such fun to see you.
Thanks
if
for
I don't see you.
Thanks for 12 great years.
You too.
Of abiding support for us. We appreciate it very much. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, taxmama.com. Give us that EA website again, too.
IRSexams.com, taxmama.com,
so
and have a less taxing day.
Thank you, Eva. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. That's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.